Now, as I mentioned earlier on, we'd love to hear how companies in Wicklow are coming up with new ways of continuing their services. And one of the great tourist attractions in Arklow is the Victorian Tea Times. You can go and experience cups of tea in the type of bone china, whatever that was used back at the time, and have a nice afternoon tea in the parlour of Victorian Tea Times. But now, of course, it is no more. At least it's paused. So to tell us what they're doing in the meantime, and joined by grandmother and granddaughter duo Audrey Whelan and Carla Tracy, who run the Victorian Tea Times. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi, Audrey.
Hi, Granny.
By the way, just on that, have you met? Have you hugged since?
Well, we've done a lot of talking over the phone.
Is that
it? Yeah, we have. And we live quite close to each other. So for my birthday a couple of weeks ago, she came down and I seen them out the window. So we had a slice of cake in the car.
And how do you feel about that, Audrey?
Oh, I was so heartbroken. She was actually 21, which was a big celebration. But look, we're looking the most people that we've got our health and we still can look forward to it later.
Yeah, and yourself, Audrey, that you are obviously quite rightly looking after yourself. How has your life changed?
Dramatically. I miss my lovely shop, I can tell you, Declan. And I miss all the people that had come. And I had just built it up, really, and it was just starting to take off. But like many businesses, really. But look, we sat tight, and Carla has this brainwave of the takeaway, and I thought, well, look, it could be a slow step back to it, which would be brilliant.
You're right, and it keeps the name out there, and it keeps you doing
Absolutely.
Something. So, Carla, I won't say you're the brains of the operation, but you had the brainwave. So, tell me how it works.
The most important thing for us was that we, you know, the name of Victorian Tea Time stayed out with people. You know, we're still there and we're working away behind the scenes. So, you know, especially at the time when there's people who have had to cancel weddings and communions and confirmations that can't go ahead, we try to think of a way, what could we do to make the day a little bit special for the people who are supposed to be having a really memorable and special day. So we thought, you know what, if we just did an at-home experience for afternoon tea. So what happens is you will receive a box at your doorstep, which will be delivered by our parlour maid in costume, in Victorian costume. And in the box, it will include absolutely everything you would need to have an authentic Victorian afternoon tea. So the afternoon tea is prepared freshly every morning by Granny Audrey. And she leaves everything assembled and then I pick it up. And there's also an assembly instructions manual. So it'll include your white linen to dress the table, all your cutlery, all your delf, your candles. So it includes absolutely everything you need. And then it's picked up later on in the evening by our parlour maid. So it's a no-contact service, which is really important to us.
Excellent.
And plus also people will send on some hats and some like shoulder wraps. So they'll have nice photographs as well to tie in with the food.
And what do you have? Little dainties, is it?
Yes, it'll be our sandwiches, the usual sandwiches. Yeah. Cut sandwiches, finger sandwiches, some lovely homemade fresh scones and some dainty cakes.
Excellent. That sounds lovely. Has there been much of a take-up so far?
We have, actually.
We launched it last night, Declan, at 9:30 on our Facebook page.
9:30 at night, yeah.
Yes. Our audience, from our statistics on our Facebook page, most of our audience are online at night time. So we launched it last night, and there's been great reaction to it so far.
Even from Australia.
Yes.
Oh, that'll be a long delivery.
We have relations in our flow, so they wanted us to deliver.
Yeah, so they're coming from all corners of the world. But, it's been great. So if people did want to book afternoon tea, obviously they would have to have delivery within the 5 kilometres of our premises on the main street.
Right, and it's there. Well, that's fantastic. And you don't actually meet. That is the great thing.
I think it's so important, I think it's important for the time that we're in. You know, people are very wary of delivery, and we just thought, you know, the payment is online, it's dropped off the door, there's absolutely no contact needed. And yeah, I think it's just the safest way to do things for the moment.
Very good. And tell us about yourself, Carla. I mean, what are you doing with yourself? You wouldn't be as restricted as Audrey is. How are you managing?
I finished college on Thursday, so we moved college online for the last couple of weeks, which has been a little bit challenging, because, you know, the way I don't really associate college with home. So it's been hard kind of getting into routine, but we got through our exams, so we are finished now. We finished on Thursday, I think it was. So I suppose now I have this new little project to keep me busy, and I've been doing lots of shopping for my granny and my Nana Tracy as well, so I've been kept busy.
Very good. Well, you're a star, there's no doubt. And, so Audrey, what are you doing really behind the closed doors? Are you reading books or
I tell you, my garden has never looked as well.
I'm just sitting back
and I'm enjoying it. I just think if people just sit back and not panic, maybe, because there's no point in panicking, we just have to get on with it. And I think, you know, I think Ireland should be so proud. We've really come, I think, above everything. You know, we're really on the right track, I feel. So, but other than that, now, I had in the beginning, Declan, started a lot of baking. And I was baking this and baking that. But the more I baked, the more my sides went out. So I stopped that.
Right. I'm sorry I wasn't there to take up the slack from baking.
My husband went mad. Stop baking.
Listen, great to talk to you both.
Maybe when the restrictions are lifted a little bit more, we'll be able to bring an afternoon tea up to you.
Yes.
That'd be great. I haven't been in. This is week 9. Do you know what? I haven't been in the building.
I know.
In over 8 weeks. But I look forward to that anyway. Thank you very much indeed.
Absolutely, Declan. Thanks so much for having
me. Thank you, Declan. And just to say, Victorian Tea Times in Arklow is open to be delivered to your door within, the 5 kilometres. Thanks very much indeed, Audrey Whelan and Carla Tracy. Thank you. Good morning.